for me, this program was very much actually instinctively composed in a way. I guess what it is I'm interested in friction, not necessarily fusion. And so for me, recitals are an interesting site for that because you've got a larger canvas to work with. What can we maybe find in repertoire written centuries ago? What does that sound like? How does that feel? Because it's what I love about listening to music. Those kinds of strange connections that we make, and I think that they can be unexpected, and they can be a little bit subversive, too, just in terms of, you know, listening to something in a different context, in a different way than perhaps was originally intended.
We wouldn't bat an eyelash about putting things that are centuries apart on the same program. It happens all the time. But when it's our music, when it's music that maybe we're not yet comfortable with, there's groundbreaking things happening now that one day people are going to say, wow, what a great time that would have been alive. And thanks to Conrad Tao, we're getting a chance to hear those pieces side by side with Bach and Rachmaninoff. You close the program, the whole second half of the program, is something that many people who've never been to a piano recital might think was written for the orchestra. To me, this is almost the ultimate showpiece, except that it's so intimate because it's a man writing a collection of pieces about a friend.
It's an extraordinary piece, I think, and it's a weird piece. It's a strange piece. The score, you look at the piano score, and the piano writing is so odd and kind of craggy in a way. And when you look at the score, it's kind of a strikingly contemporary seeming score. My favorite thing about it is that it's so idiosyncratic and so kind of unabashedly personal and intimate, like you said.
To me, this is a musical journey that you really don't appreciate until you're done. There are those musical journeys we get into and we follow along and we know right where we're going and we end up kind of where we thought we were or somewhere completely different. But I don't really have a sense of this piece until it's done. And then I reflect on all those sounds I heard before the Great Gate at Kiev. It's just amazing. It also strikes me, and being that I'm not a pianist, this is tough to play.
Yes, I'm not going to refute that. In certain ways, it's not even traditionally difficult. It's difficult because it's awkward. I've heard Mussorgsky described multiple times as creativity winning out over a lack of technical skill, and I can see where that understanding comes from, but I guess in general, I find the notion of a universal craft a little bit suspicious anyway. So it's a challenge, but it's also a challenge just because it's so incredibly unlike any other piano writing that you're likely to encounter, certainly from that period.
Mm-hmm. Almost like it's a straighter line to some of the music we know today to Mussorgsky than you just bypass Rachmaninoff altogether.
Rachmaninoff, you know, we would call it more pianistic writing, which is to say it's more immediately suited to the piano. And Mussorgsky just kind of throws that whole rule book out the window, and I love it.
Well, Conrad Tao, we look forward to hearing you here. Thanks so much for this time, and continued success and great luck.
Thank you very much.